Now let's talk about LoopNet. You'll hear people say LoopNet's the place where deals go to die. That is absolutely not true. Yes, there are a lot of deals that have been there a long time. A lot of deals are overpriced, but there are some things you should look for, because I can tell you we've found deals that likely hundreds of people have looked at that didn't dig in, okay? You know, you want to really dig in. Can you increase the income or decrease the expenses? Really look at them. You know, what expenses are high? A lot of times you'll find properties where the owners have owned them for a long time, and maybe they're overpaying their manager because they've developed a relationship and they're overpaying them, and it can be way cut. Maybe they're paying all the utilities, and I'm going to teach you what to look for there, where you might be able to bill back the utilities to the tenants. Lots of places where the expenses may be too high. Is management being overpriced, like I just said? Are the rents at current market rents? You'd be surprised at how many deals get looked at that have below market rents that show up as a low cap rate. Remember, low cap rate means higher price. They show up as a low cap rate, but when you look at them, you realize, wow, those rents are low. So, you know, you can very quickly raise them and elevate the value, elevate the income, and by virtue of that, elevate the value of the property. And, you know, what's the area's vacancy percentage? You want to look at that. Is this particular property you're looking at have a real high vacancy, but the market is at, you know, let's say the vacancy on that property is 30% and the market's 5% or 8%. That's a big red flag. So you want to look at that stuff. So don't be afraid to go to LoopNet and look for deals, I guess is my point. So here's an example of a deal we saw that had been on LoopNet for almost 3 years, okay? It was a 24 unit in Tampa, near Tampa. And it was being sold as a 6 cap, which is a low cap rate for a 24 unit. So that a lot of people probably didn't even look any further than that, okay? But there was very little information because the sellers were in their 90s, okay? They were pen and paper people. They didn't have spreadsheets and computerized accounting and all that. They collected rent in cash and all sorts of things. So there's very little information. And when we dug in, we found out the rents were 150 below market. Okay, that's huge on a 24 unit. And you'll see how huge that is when we do some numbers on the impact of that kind of an increase on that size unit. It's going to blow your mind. Okay, and the expenses were high. They were getting ripped off by their vendors, by landscapers and maintenance people. They were getting ripped off. So there was not just an opportunity to raise the rents, but there was also an opportunity to decrease the expenses. And this was on LoopNet for 3 years. Okay. Huge value opportunity, and thousands of people, I'm sure, it came across their desk and they just ignored it. So there's an example. So here's some other websites that have listings for sale. These are the big ones. CityFeet is a big one, and I'm going to show you the screenshots of these websites in a second. NAI Global, another big one. Commercial Investment Multiple Listing Service, another big one. And then the major brokers, the largest brokers in the world, also have their own websites, and those would be Marcus & Millichap, CBRE, Cushman & Wakefield, and Coldwell Banker. So these are all websites that you can go to and look for deals. You know, they may not put them on LoopNet. Some of these brokers may just put them on these websites. So you want to look multiple places for deals, okay? So here's CityFeet. That's what it looks like. You know, you just pick your market and your property type, and you do a search. It's that simple. Here's NAI Global. Same thing. You look up addresses on, or look up, I'm sorry, locations on this website. Here's the Commercial Investment Multiple Listing Service. And again, same thing. Property search. You just put in what you're interested in and run a search. Marcus & Millichap, huge company. I mean, they've, look at the value of recently closed transactions, $38 billion. Okay, these guys are hitters. They sell a lot of property. But I will tell you, these big players like this, and I'm going to get into it in a lot more detail, when they list a property, they list it based on pro forma. So when you're dealing with big brokers like this, be very careful, because they will present a property based on what it can do versus what it's actually doing. And guys, you only buy based on what it's actually doing, okay, not what it can do. And we're going to go into that in a lot more detail. But and here's a CBRE, CB Richard Ellis, huge company that has properties for sale. And Cushman & Wakefield's website looking for deals. And then last but not least, Coldwell Banker. And again, all of these websites you can do searches on. So, you know, become familiar with them, start playing around with them, and there'll be a list in your materials, so you don't have to scratch furiously. There's going to be a list in your materials, so it's very easy for you to go to these websites. So now let's talk about buying from banks. Remember, I talked about this a little bit before. If you are their problem solver, you can get some great deals. I've gotten some great deals, and I know people, that other friends and investors that have gotten great deals. You know, they don't want properties on their books. They are not in the property management business. They are in the paper lending business. They don't want properties. They're called real estate owned, REO properties. I'm sure you've heard that. They don't want those. So if you set up relationships with them, this takes time. It takes years sometimes to set up these relationships. But you help them solve a problem on a property they've got, that you buy it, reposition it. You can get some phenomenal deals. You can get fully financed deals or way below market deals. So this is a great opportunity to find properties, bank-owned properties. Now here's a script to start a relationship with a lender. Now I recommend that you let this relationship marinate over a period of time, but here's an example of what you can say the next couple slides. Hello, may I speak to one of your commercial lenders, deals in commercial real estate? Ideal commercial or multifamily real estate. And once you've got that person, hey, I'm Rod Kleef. I'm calling to get some information on your loan programs. I'm a commercial real estate investor. You know, apartments, multifamily is what I like. And wanted to see what you typically offer as far as terms, you know, what your underwriting guidelines are. And I specifically focus on, remember, you need your investment criteria, this size, this location, this class. Is this something you loan on? And then you'll go on to say, they may ask you, do you have anything under contract? Because they don't want to waste their time. And that's when you have to kind of skirt around it. Say, no, we're currently in preliminary due diligence or evaluations on properties. But before we move forward on any, we have to be sure and informed on what the loan programs are, what the local loan programs are that are available so we can effectively do our due diligence. So what are you offering? That way, you know, we can factor this information in and see if the deal fits our, you know, criteria, our parameters. And that makes sense to them. You know, that makes it sound like you really do know what you're doing. You're evaluating what's available for financing, because obviously that's a huge factor in whatever you buy. And they may say, well, it's difficult to give you specifics, and that's common, that they'll be very vague, and that's okay. You know, they say it's difficult to give specifics until you've shown us a subject property. I understand, Mr. Lender. But we're simply looking for some basic information for our initial evaluation process. You know, we'd like to build a strong relationship with a local bank. You know, we plan to take down several more properties here in this area in the coming year. Before we do, before we go, I do have one more question. Do you or someone else in your department handle your workout projects? Now, I don't know that I'd do this in the initial conversation. You could. I mean, you certainly could. But yeah, I'm not going to discourage you from doing it. You could certainly do that. One of my partners specifically focuses on underperforming properties, and we should be highly interested in those as well. Maybe they have something right then and there. I guess it's probably okay to ask. But typically, before they give you deals that they need help with, they're going to want to know who you are. But it doesn't hurt to ask the question. So that's how to talk to a lender. Start the relationship. Again, go buy them lunch. Go meet them. Dress well, ideally a coat and tie if you're a gentleman, and a business suit if you're a lady, and just show them that, that you're respectable and can be trusted. You know, it's very, very important to walk the walk and talk the talk. So when you go meet with bankers especially. So there you go.